Sirs, His Royal Highness the Duke has received information of a fresh token of disaffection in your town, by the gathering together of a number of boys upon the said date to make a bonfire, and their very free declaration, when the reason of it was inquired of them, that it was the birthday of the Pretender, they impudently calling him King James. These pernicious principles, thus carefully instilled into youth, is sowing the seed of so dangerous and destructive a harvest that His Royal Highness the Duke thinks it necessary it should, by punishment, be choked before it can come to maturity, and I have his commands to acquaint you that it is His Royal Highness's positive orders that if, by the cognizance you may have taken of this affair, you have not already sufficient information who the boys are, or who were concerned in this affair, that you inquire of Major Chabane, and that you cause those boys, be they who they will, to be whipped through the town, their parents or guardians assisting, and the crier of the town proclaiming at proper places what it is for. And as to those parents or guardians, His Royal Highness directs that they shall be kept in prison till they find proper bail to be forthcoming, when called for, and sufficient security for their future good behaviour. His Royal Highness has sent orders to Major Chabane to order some officers to see that this correction be given properly, and in a manner suitable to the age of the boys, and likewise to take care to place proper guards if he should have reason to apprehend any sort of ill behaviour of the people. Though it is the act of boys, yet as we now so fatally feel the mischiefs of such an education, His Royal Highness is not a little surprised that he has not had the least notice from you about it, or from others, that you have thought fit to show the least attention to it, which he thinks a neglect of your duty. As well as that you are wanting in necessary care of the public tranquillity, in not using some of precaution on that day to prevent new scandal, when so much has been given already. And, to say truth, it is a very just, as well as a very heavy reproach on this town of Montrose, and though there is hardly an instance of any town in these kingdoms that has received within the same space of time so great improvement and increase, as that has since the accession of His Late Majesty to the throne of these kingdoms, all which are the effects of a good and just government, yet the inhabitants should be so indifferent about, if not averse to, the preservation of that establishment to which they owe so much. It will therefore become, and be incumbent on the magistrates and all who wish the welfare of the town, to be more than ordinary diligent to wipe off this stain, as well for wrath as conscience sake. For after all, the supreme magistrate beareth not the sword in vain, and the peace and security of the whole must be provided for. I am, gentlemen, etc.